I didn't pay her to say that, I promise. I'm going to take you with me when I go places. Amen. I want to remind everyone this Saturday at 11-ish is the Sunday School picnic. We are looking forward to that day of fellowship, one with another. And it's always a great, great time. And so if you can be there, we'll start eating 12 o'clock. So make sure you bring your dish and your dessert also, and lawn chairs and musical instruments and hiking boots and all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be great. Man, I woke up this morning, and great job, young people. Fantastic. I was talking to one of them, and I told him when I first started testifying, when I got saved, I would bawl like a baby, cry. Man, I couldn't hardly take it. But the Lord has helped us over the years, and I'm thankful for that. But the Bible says that we are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, which means we're saved, right? The Lord has changed us. We've been called out of darkness. We've been made to become children of God, but also by the word of our testimony. And sometimes it's that tongue, it's that testimony that I honestly believe if some folks would just go ahead and do it, victory would fill their lives. We get backward, and I know not all personalities. I'm a sanguine. It's not hard for me to talk, and y'all know that. And others, it is a little bit harder. But I believe the Lord is able to give that opportunity to minister, and you would be amazed at how just beginning to speak about the name of Jesus and lift up the name of the Lord and talk about all the amazing things that God has done in your life, it won't be too long. When you start talking about the Lord, you'll feel Him coming back in that presence, amen, begin to fill wherever you're at. And I'm thankful, young people, you did a great job. Awesome. Amen. Had this thought this morning as I was waking up, and this verse was on my heart. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. I'm not going to preach very long. I just have a simple thought in my mind that I wanted to share with us tonight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. If you're discouraged tonight, I want you to be encouraged. Amen. I am convinced that we are in a stressful, dark world. But God wants His people to be victorious. Amen. And if you're going through something tonight, if you're struggling, if you are discouraged or depressed or whatever the situation may be, we're going to get our minds refocused tonight upon Jesus Christ. And I am convinced that if we have our eyes, our attention, our goals, our lives focused towards Jesus Christ, we will be encouraged. Amen. Praise the Lord. This verse was on my heart this morning as I woke. It said, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." Now that part of the verse wasn't exactly what I was thinking. This part was, "That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." As I awoke, Brother Oki, that part of Scripture was resounding in my spirit, "That ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." Oh, that word hope. We go to the Hope House, and one of the very things that the Hope House services is those who have pretty much lost hope, those who have hit rock bottom, those who have really nowhere else to go. To be homeless, and that's something that I have never experienced. But to be homeless and to be in a place where you have lost family, careers, in essence, life. But to find a place where the possibility of starting over again is the main theme. There's hope there. And that's why they can say without doubt, this is a Hope House. Now tonight, was talking, I believe it was Chris, right before, and I was telling him we were going to have a Hope House service. And he said, "Well, maybe we should just put that on the front of the church sign, Union Pentecostal Hope House Church." Now, I know he was kidding, but but I think it fit. You see, we forget sometimes that church is not just about a religious formality. I'm not going to go home tonight and get my religious report card out, Brother David. Check mark, satisfaction that I've attended church. This is a hope house. We forget that this is a spiritual hospital, that folks who have spiritual needs and lives and afflictions can be ministered to here. This is a place where if you are discouraged or weary, you ought to be able to leave filled with hope and joy and confidence in Christ, knowing that He's able to minister. This is a hope house. That we sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. This is a world filled without hope. That's why, and this is not a political statement, but that's why in the last election, our current president wrote a book, The Audacity of Hope, because there are so many people in the world today that have no hope. They have no direction. They have no fulfillment. Just this week alone, three college campuses in America had shootings take place. I read today of a young man, 19 years old, a freshman, committed suicide because roommates took advantage of him. We live in a world without hope. We hear story after story of families that are falling apart. The news is nothing more than a depressing state of mind. Hopeless. This world is dark. A friend of mine said the other day, I cannot blame the darkness for being dark. It is dark because there is no light present. Oh, we live in a dark world, church. And sorrow accompanies hopelessness. Sorrow fills the hearts of boys and girls who are waiting to be adopted. Sorrow fills the heart of women who are going back into prostitution. Sorrow fills the heart of the drug addict. Sorrow fills the heart of the man who has just gotten laid off. Sorrow fills the heart of those who live in darkness. But let us be reminded, church, that God has called us out of darkness. We are not to sorrow as those who would live without hope. We are not to live in a perpetual state of sadness or depression, but God has called His children to be victorious, to live a life that is abundant. God has called us to live a life without sorrow, to be filled with hope, to be filled with joy, to be an overcomer. That is what God has called His children to be. The people of light. The people of life. God said that He would fill us with life and life abundantly. Have we forgotten the message that Jesus said? That He has not come to just give us law and to fulfill the law, but He has come so that we may have an abundant life in Him. Christ is the light, and He is the solution to those who live in sorrow. Discouragement is a natural feeling and emotion. Encouragement is a spiritual blessing. Now, we can easily become discouraged tonight. And in the context of this writing, Paul is admonishing the church that everything is going to be okay in the essence of life and death. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, those who have passed on, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. This church is in a place of sorrow. Things have happened in this church. Folks have passed on. There's hurts there. There's open wounds there, Sister Rose. There are things going on in this church that are not uncommon or unnatural. They are realities. These are things that any church, even our church, have experienced and are experiencing. But church, we cannot forget that the hope that we have in this life is not upon our affiliation or a doctrine or a movement. It is upon Jesus Christ. Millions across this world have hope in a God that they don't even know if he cares about them. And that is why they kill themselves, because it's the only way that they are assured of eternal life. They have no hope. Millions the world over confess their sins to men and women who are in the same sinful condition that they are in. They have no hope. But we have a lively hope. The Bible described it as a lively hope. And tonight, we must live in hope. If the economy is bad, we still have hope. If politics don't go our way, we still have hope. If our jobs do not go our way, we still have hope. If, God forbid, things happen in our families, that maybe tragedies happen, church, we still have hope. We do not give up on Christ. No matter what the issue, no matter what the place of discouragement, no matter what the trial, no matter how sad or how discouraged we may be, we have a rock that we can stand upon. It is a rock that is sure and steadfast. It is unmovable. It is not able to be destroyed. It's the rock of ages. He said in the Psalms, he pulled me up out of a horrible pit and he set my feet upon a rock. Hallelujah. Listen, church, we've got something that we can hold on to, and we can have hope tonight because we know who we have believed in, and we are persuaded. That is, we are convinced, we are sure, we are without doubt, we are persuaded. We know who we believe in. And we are persuaded that he is able to keep that which we have committed unto him against that day. I'm committing my life unto Jesus Christ. And he's able to keep it. Amen. Why don't we just stand tonight? Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want to say it was last week the youth choir sang, "Lift up your head and be encouraged." Was that last week? A couple weeks ago? 2 or 3 weeks ago? Lift up your head and be encouraged. Church, it's not unnatural to be discouraged. It's not a sin to go through things and to feel the heaviness and the weight and the stress that come along with those issues. It's not a sin. But God knows tonight what you're going through. He knows what I'm going through. Brother Kevin, he knows right now every situation, everything that has happened in my 24 years, he knows. Now tomorrow I have no clue what's going to happen. I don't have any clue what's going to happen tonight. But Jesus does. Hallelujah. You see, the difference is where I have no control, Brother Carr, he's got full control. Where I have no ability, I just have to go with the flow. And that's hard for me to do sometimes. He's got it under control, Sister Debbie. Church, we've got to come together in these times of trials and lift our eyes to the Lord as one body, one family, and say, God, we need you right now more than ever. God, right now, Lord, in the midst of trials, we need hope. God, right now, in the midst of heartache, Lord, we need a reassuring touch from your Spirit. God, right now, Lord, when it seems impossible, Lord, we need revival to sweep into our hearts, to manifest hope where the absence of hope is. We need revival to change our attitudes, to get our eyes back upon Christ and off of this world. I have no confidence in this world. I have no confidence in the life that is lived only for this moment. But I do have confidence in Jesus Christ. It is the only solution. It is the only answer. He is the only way. Jesus Christ is the answer. More than ever, church, it's time to get back to Christ. He's the hope. He is the hope. Not he is hope. He is the only hope that we have. Jesus Christ. I believe the Lord knows tonight what we have need of. I appreciate so much how the young people testified. But no, I was thinking about what you said, that you were thankful the Lord saved you. That is the greatest testimony. Think about the miracle of salvation. Excuse me. Oh, more than ever, we need God. The Bible says, though, rather poetically, that we might find Him if happily we reach out for Him. For He is not far from any one of us. Tonight you may have come in here into this service with weights or of bitterness or hurt. Reach out. He's there. Have hope tonight. And be encouraged. The Lord is with you. Amen. Why don't we come find a place to pray tonight? Hallelujah. If you need encouragement, I challenge you to call out to the Lord. If you need a touch in your spirit or a touch in your body, He's the answer tonight. If we need a change in our attitude or our mindset, God's able to change us. He's the solution. He's the answer to everything we have need of. Hallelujah.